This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring out whatever you want here. Just dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into any one of those and talk to us about whatever is on your mind. Tonight in the studio with you, it's me, Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
All right, so of course you can bring up anything you want. Daryl, I know you've got some numbers about retail. We can get into that. Honestly, I haven't even looked to see what the carnage was like today on Black Friday.
Well, I did see a story earlier today that in Hoover, Alabama, which is the city just south of Birmingham, that apparently there was an altercation at the River Chase Galleria, and cops wound up shooting somebody, killing him, because two people got into an altercation, one pulls out a gun, shoots somebody, cops show up, and
The
guy that had the gun.
Wow. Okay, so that has to be...
Shopping mall closed until further notice.
That has to be a first. I mean, there's over the years, we've covered Black Friday madness here on Free Talk Live. It's just sort of become a thing that we do here. Because it's a spectacle. I mean, it really is a spectacle. There's some almost every year some ridiculous video of people being nasty to one another, which, of course, is the exception. In the Black Fridays that I've gone to, people have been mostly calm, maybe in a slight hurry to get to a thing that they're looking to get to, but generally pretty courteous towards one another. And despite the fact that there are frequently fisticuffs, or I guess infrequently, but you know, there's generally always something that happens over all the thousands of shopping locations, the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of shoppers. You know, of those numbers, there's a chance that somebody's going to be in a bad mood, and they're going to cross somebody else, and it's going to blow up into some kind of an incident. But normally it doesn't involve gun violence. Normally it's just, you know, some women scraping at each other in a Victoria's Secret, or some lady gets trampled in a Walmart by a crowd that's trying to rush to a pallet full of TV sets.
Yeah, so you know. I actually just went to BlackFridayDeathCount.com, and that's actually a website. Going back to 2006 is how far they go back. They show 11 deaths, 114 injuries.
Yeah, okay, so the deaths...
In Memphis today, there was apparently a mall shooting. Nobody died in that one.
Yeah, okay, see, the thing is with the shootings, you got to be careful. There, from what I can recall over all the years of this, any shootings that have happened have never actually had anything to do with a spat over a Black Friday sale. Usually a shooting is reported as in, oh, something happened tangentially sort of in the parking lot, didn't have anything to do. It was like an actual robbery occurred. I remember one year somebody got a gun pulled on them, I think, to steal a PlayStation 3 from a person as they were exiting, you know, they were leaving the Walmart or wherever it was, and they were getting into their car, that there was an actual robbery that occurred. So to me, that sort of thing doesn't count. That's just like an opportunistic robbery versus two people trying to get to the same item and then somebody pulling a gun.
Right.
That has never happened until now. It sounds like that might have happened, so I want to know more about the shooting if you happen to be able to pull that
up. I've got a story from CNN. Police say they don't know how the confrontation began, but it involved an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old.
Okay.
The 21-year-old is the one that had the gun, and
he shot the other guy.
There were two people that were shot, one of them a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, my.
Police, you know, said that they had to confront him and unfortunately had to take his life. The officer involved has been placed on administrative leave while the sheriff investigates. I think this is a spokesman. I'm just skimming the article here. It says, we were fortunate that the Hoover officer there was there when we needed, and we believe at this point that may have prevented any further injuries. But
so
they
we
don't know exactly
anything.
What caused the right. accident in Memphis. We do know what caused that incident. Apparently, says here that the victim told police he spotted, quote, an attractive woman at the mall, but continued walking. Once he got outside of the mall, he and his cousin started fighting with a man who had been with the woman.
What are you looking at, my girlfriend?
Yeah, the victim was knocked out. He was then shot while being pulled to his feet. Victim told police
wow.
he didn't remember getting knocked out, knocked to the ground, and he did not hear any gunshots. There's more to the article.
Yeah, yeah, but he was shot by this guy?
Yes.
Man. I mean, take it as a compliment. If somebody's checking out your girlfriend, just take it as a compliment and just move on
yeah.
with your life. Just ridiculous stuff. So we can do more on Black Friday. Maybe you were out and about today. I know you guys hit the road this afternoon. You went to a kind of like a Big Lots type store. What was it like there? What was
it's
the situation?
Ocean's
Job Lots.
Job Lots, which is you know like the New England Northeast
yeah.
version of Big Lots. Wasn't that busy? You know, like there were obviously people there.
Yeah.
Every now and then you'd have to kind of move out of someone's way so they could get their cart by.
Because the aisles aren't very wide
right.
there.
Yeah.
I did get annoyed with some old lady as we were about to check out. So
a customer?
Customer, okay. yes. So we were about to pull into one of the checkout lines, and a guy running the next checkout line over says, I'm opening, I can take you, and I'm about to pull my buggy in, and she just yep. blocks the checkout lane.
I didn't even notice it, so it wasn't
so she
that
got
exciting.
In before you could?
No. I thought she was pulling her buggy in.
Yeah.
She just wound up blocking the checkout lane.
So she pulled in before you could pull yours in, but she didn't actually go into the lane. She just kind of
right.
stood
and
there.
And then the guy
there.
Looks at me, and he was like, I can take you over here. I said, I can't get in. She's blocking the lane.
And she was just sort of oblivious.
And she just was not paying attention that she was blocking a checkout lane.
What was she doing? Was she looking at an end cap display or something like that?
I think looking at the end cap and chatting with two old guys.
I see.
She was just being
distracted.
She was being old.
Yeah.
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 And so when she moved.
It wasn't an intentional. She's trying
I thought it was intentional, but
okay.
then it was just some woman that had no clue what the hell was going on around her.
So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you were out and about, out shopping, you know, what was your experience? Also, if you were working on the retail side of things, did you have an interesting day today? You're probably still working if you're at retail. But if you want to report some of your experiences, you can. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. The story here from The American Mirror. Kyle Olson saying that two men brawled in the aisle of a Walmart Thanksgiving evening. Because remember, some of these Black Friday sales actually start the day before.
Right, and the two instances that, or two incidents, rather, that I mentioned in Hoover and Memphis, apparently both happened late last night.
So Friday, or so Thursday night on the
yeah.
Black Friday, Thursday evening sale.
Yeah,
thing
both around the 11 p.m.
starts. Oh, okay. So, yeah, there's, of course, there's video because everybody's got a cell phone these days. And so we do get to see the depravity of the Black Friday fights. I'm not going to play the audio of this because I haven't monitored it yet to see if there's any cursing. But it does appear to be that two men were having a scrape over some sort of product. It's not clear what the issue was that created that. Others wrestled televisions as they went on sale. And so we'll give you a recap here of some of the worst from Black Friday this year. But again, if you want to jump in, you're welcome to do so. Now, Jackie, you had told me the other night you've never been to a Black Friday sale.
Yeah, so and not on purpose. Like one time I had to get something and I was like, went to the store and then I was like, why are there all these people at Staples?
Why is the entire parking lot full?
Yeah, exactly, and then figured out what was going on. So when Daryl and I went up to Job Lot today, that was my first Black Friday shopping experience, and I'm very pleased. I got
first intentional Black Friday.
Got these awesome socks, and if you're on Twitch, I'm going to try and show them off here. I don't know if I'm flexible enough.
Yeah, I don't know if the cam...
You can do it during the
yeah, pull it off and then dangle in front of the cam.
So we'll come back here. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, first world problems are when you're fighting over a TV in Walmart. Then you got Venezuela, where you're probably just trying to find some food.
We're coming up here.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want here. The Black Friday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jackie,
and Daryl.
There's, of course, a lot of great deals out there, or at least the appearance of some great deals. Of course, some of the questions that I think should be asked are you actually getting a product that was specifically manufactured for Black Friday by cutting down the product quality in order to be able to offer it at the lowest possible price? That's a possibility. It's not always the case, but it could be the case. So you always want to do a little bit of research when you are looking at products that you might be wanting to purchase, rather than just judging by, ooh, that's a great price,
right,
and then going out and spending a bunch of time and effort and then possibly ultimately leaving disappointed after you've blown however much time it took you to do that. So, of course, there's, you know, Black Friday tips. If you want to jump into the conversation, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, no matter what kind of deals you find in the stores, there are other deals, obviously, online that you just can't get anywhere else, including the Blink Home Security System. You want to talk about a great gift for people that you care about? Help them protect their family and their home, their property, with Blink. It is, by the way, an Amazon brand. They purchased Blink a couple years ago because they liked the product that much. They're motion-activated HD cameras that are wireless, and so therefore they're super easy to set up. All you need is a Wi-Fi-enabled device like your tablet, smartphone, yep, or laptop, and you just unbox the Blink cameras, put the batteries in them. Those batteries last up to 2 years, and they're just AA, so easy to get more of them, and then put them up wherever it is you want them in your home, or maybe small office. I think it would work for that, too. No contracts, no subscriptions. And Blink works with Alexa. You can get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We're going I'm presuming it's a Twitch listener, but I shouldn't presume that. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord call-in line. Joey, you're on the air. I don't know what that is. Is that like Mortal Kombat?
The gong from Mortal Kombat? I have no clue.
Was that it? That's all you had? A gong sound effect? Okay. Well, I'm not going to even qualify that as an attempt,
yeah,
at a prank call. All right, so toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Here's a little bit of the audio from Walmart, a Walmart on Black Friday. It's not said where it is, but there is just a large crowd of people, and I haven't seen a fight actually break out in this one yet, but there's definitely people that are going quickly for a pallet full of television sets. If this is the best video or the worst video that the internet has been able to come up with, I would say this is still relatively orderly. Yeah, that's, I can't even believe they actually posted that one to this page. So, okay, so it's basically two extremes. We've got two shootings today.
Yep.
And then, you know, nothing that's particularly remarkable.
Well, they were yesterday.
That. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you for that.
So far, all the violence we've heard about was the late Thanksgiving stuff. So I think clearly it shows what happens when you have too much testosterone and not enough tryptophan in your system.
They
should have stayed home and eaten turkey.
More chaos at another store as shoppers bypass the orderly arrangement, jumping over railings. A worker could be seen pushing the consumers back, but that didn't deter some who wanted a deal. So if you want to weigh in here, again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I haven't seen any of the numbers yet from today or yesterday, but I think, Daryl, you said Thanksgiving numbers were expected to be pretty decent.
There are numbers from TechCrunch.
Okay.
And they say that Thanksgiving, and the headline kind of gives away, so I'm just jumping straight into the article. Thanksgiving, a day when brick-and-mortar stores tend to be closed, has become a big one for online spending, and this year did not disappoint. With a surge of consumers rushing to digital platforms to grab sell items with physical stores closed, this year U.S. consumers spent a record $3.7 billion on Thanksgiving Day, according to analysts.
That's a record, huh?
With smartphones driving 54.4% of traffic to retail sites and 36.7% of all e-commerce sales.
So wait, this is a record across all retail or just electronic? I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
I believe the $3.7 billion is all consumer spending on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, gotcha.
And then they're mentioning that mobile devices, or particularly smartphones, people shopping from their phones
right.
was responsible for over 50%, nearly 55% of all sales traffic to retail sites, and 36.7% of all traffic to e-commerce. Or of all e-commerce. So I think what they mean by like a retail site, buying something from Target.com or Walmart.com. So a place that has a brick and mortar, but you can also purchase online.
Right.
Whereas the Amazons and the eBays, that would just be considered e-commerce.
This story from CBS News says that Black Friday is gearing up to break records for cyber spending in the U.S., firing up their payment cards. Consumers by mid-morning had already spent $643 million, up nearly 28% compared to last year.
Adobe, which is a real-time analytics tracking company, they say Thanksgiving also became the first day of the year to see $1 billion in sales completed on smartphones. It was not the first time this has ever happened, but usually it's only on Cyber Monday that that's happened in the past.
I think we're talking about internet-only purchases here, because this one's talking about cyber spending, saying that e-commerce sales are on pace to match or exceed the $6.6 billion that Americans spent on Cyber Monday last year. So I'm betting you the retail numbers from in-real-life kind of purchases are going to be different.
Right, and again, they're talking about Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
They've not even gotten into Black Friday shopping yet. They say that as of 2 p.m. Pacific time today, 1.75 billion had been spent online, up from $406 million at 7 a.m., representing a respective growth of 28.6% and 23.2% over the same period in 2017. This year's $3.7 billion was nearly 28% up on the $2.9 billion spent online a year ago. So, they are
online.
Only talking about online purchases.
And this is expected. I mean, over the years, we've seen this trend, and it's a sensible trend. I mean, nobody really wants to go out and stand in the cold. And of course, most of the United States, it probably was cold this morning. I mean, I remember when I went in Florida to do it. I thought it was cold in Florida when I went to a Black Friday sale many years ago.
Well,
like
and they have
ago.
Said that. That, you know, for this time of year, there is record cold in the Northeast.
Yeah, sure. It's unseasonably cold right now here. But I'm just saying, across all the United States, it probably was cold at 6 a.m.
Yes.
If you're standing out inside, the sun's still down. It's still going to be cold. And it's uncomfortable to go out and do these things. It is, you know, frustrating sometimes. Like, you know, if you're a little bit too late, you probably won't get the thing that's like a really good deal. They only have a limited inventory, and so you've spent all that time to go out and try to get something, and you didn't even get it. So you can understand why people are going to shift their buying habits over to the online sales.
Yeah, sometimes they advertise doorbusters that they only have one or two of, and I've noticed in ads now they're saying, oh, we have a minimum of this many, just to get people to come in and know it's more than one.
We got more coming up here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, free talk live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You
USA Radio News.
Stocks are lower to end the holiday shortened trading week on Wall Street. A slide in oil prices and a decline in technology shares weighed heavily on the market. At the closing bell today, the Dow was down 178 points and closed the week at 24,286. The NASDAQ fell by 33 points, and S&P 500 lost 17.
Black Friday shoppers are seeking out deals, as many as they can. Now, if you're not a big fan of Black Friday, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and Monday is Cyber Monday. Wallet Hub analyst Joe Gonzalez says there are some good TV deals out there now, but you may want to hold off.
When we're just talking about TVs in general, a lot of these bigger electronics, that's where we're seeing really good deals at places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, Walmart. But a word to the wise, if you can actually wait, the best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. We're live on Black Friday, the day where retailers get into the black. That's why the name exists. It has to do with them making profit. And the claim is they don't make any profit until they get to Black Friday. That the whole year is just them working towards this day where they actually get pushed into the black. Now, how true that is across all of retail, I don't know. But that's the mythology behind the name. And in the studio with you here tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
We got Jackie with us, who is her first time at a Black Friday sale today. Now, you didn't go out for the real experience. You didn't go for the 6 a.m. doorbuster opening, you know, scene, the mob scene, right? You were there at, like, what, 2 in the afternoon,
yeah.
3 o'clock?
I don't get up that early to go shopping, which I don't like anyway.
Yeah. So
definitely not going to get up at 6 a.m. for that.
It is something. I mean, you basically did your time this week, though. Earlier this week, we went to, we got up bright and early, and like at 6 a.m., and went out to Massachusetts, where they had opened up recreational cannabis sales for the very first time ever. So we did actually stand in a three-hour-long line.
In the cold.
But that was Green Tuesday.
It was Green Tuesday.
That was to be part of history. I mean, I didn't even end up buying anything because I'm broke and I'm job hunting.
I just wanted
to be there as part of the first legal recreational sales east of the Mississippi.
Yep.
So.
And we did that. And as opposed to Black Friday, which happens every year, and it's definitely not historic in any way, shape, or form. It's just always new numbers. Did the numbers top last year's numbers? Are people still as crazy as they were? And of course they are. I mean, people will do some crazy things for a deal. They will lose their minds over a good deal. And like I said, in most cases, people are pretty calm. They're kind to one another. And that's the way most of Black Friday tends to be. Sometimes they're a little harried. Sometimes they're a little frustrated. But otherwise, most people are I think, getting into the holiday spirit.
So I just looked up your question about whether it's true that that's when they finally are profitable.
Yeah.
And I guess it's been more or less true for toy stores, electronics retailers, and some department stores, but not for the retail industry as a whole. So basically things where people are going to do a lot of Christmas gift buying, where most of their sales are going to come during the holidays,
yeah.
They just kind of keep the stores open the rest of the year. Like toy stores, that would definitely make sense, and the biggest toy store chain went out of business.
They went under, yeah, Toys R Us.
So that might not have been the best business model, especially since people now expect huge sales on Black Friday. So if that's the day that you're counting on to make a ton of profit and you're slashing your prices and pulling in less revenue, that's going to impact whether or not you're actually turning a profit on that day.
So more numbers from TechCrunch.
Yeah.
They say
this is on cyber sales.
And they're starting to get into, I think, all retail.
Okay.
They say between November 1st and Thanksgiving Day, a total of $38 billion will already have been spent online. So they are talking still specifically about online here, which is up almost 19% from a year ago, with Thanksgiving giving a 1% bump to the whole period overall. Notably, all 22 days in November have hit $1 billion in sales, with 3 days each seeing over $2 billion. That high reaches a kind of zenith in the next 4 days, when one out of every $5 will be spent, working out to $23.4 billion in sales, or about 19% of all holiday season shopping.
Online is 19%.
No. They're saying that online spending.
A lot of numbers. I want to make sure I'm understanding this.
Yeah, $23.4 billion in sales, I believe all online, works out to about 19% of all holiday shopping. They say Thanksgiving is the first day of the Big Five for holiday shopping. Figures from Internet Retailer Research predicts that the total amount that will be spent over the period between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday will be $21.6 billion.
Total. Wait, online only? Or, I'm sorry, man.
See,
it's not clear.
Stop mentioning whether it's online
I think it may only be online.
But since the number is coming from Internet Retailer, which is a researcher,
yeah,
I'm guessing they're talking about online sales here.
Story here from NPR, published 30 or so minutes ago. Said, as of 10 a.m. this morning, Adobe, same source,
yep,
said Friday's spending was up 27.8% over last year, is expected to total 6.6. Friday's online spending was up 27.8% over last year, expected to total $6.4 billion by the day's end. Online shoppers spent $3.7 billion on Thanksgiving Day, up 28% from last year. They say offline spending will grow as well, but only by 2.7%. Traditional brick-and-mortar store purchases will still account for about 83% of retail holiday spending. MasterCard's Spending Pulse report predicted total Black Friday sales will reach $23 billion this year, up from last year's $21 billion. So total Black Friday sales would presumably be both online and offline, the total there up to $23 billion estimated over the entire weekend.
And they mention here that Adobe has sort of mentioned some of the top items that people are purchasing.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Nintendo Switch, something called Fingerlings Hugs, Little Live
Can you
Pets.
Check that one out, Jackie?
Yeah.
Fingerlings Hugs, two words?
Yes.
Okay.
LOL Surprise, HP Laptops, Chromecast, and drones.
Drones have been pretty popular.
The top video game, Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Okay. Interesting. And, of course, the PlayStation 4 is at a special price from what I've saw. I've got to say, I was tempted to pick one up myself, but it's just like, I just don't know if I can justify spending the money on something I'm not going to just spend a bunch of time on.
And they mentioned some savings percentages here. Adobe says that the average savings is going to be 16% for computers, 4.7% for televisions, and 12.2% for toys.
Ian, as somebody who spends a lot of time in your household, I fully support you getting a new video game.
4.
Yeah, getting a PlayStation 4. And if you're worried about it getting enough usage, throw myself on that grenade and make sure that someone plays with poor neglected thing. So I looked up fingerling hugs. They're like these tiny little creatures like that hug you, and apparently they're interactive.
But they're like finger puppets or something, or
Yeah, they're big enough that they wrap around your finger, so they're small enough for that.
I'm pulling up a picture here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
they
can see.
It looks like a Teletubby.
But they're interactive in some way, and that's what I'm trying to figure out.
And friendly, interactive plush monkey.
They like, but apparently they squeeze your finger.
And?
These are going to be used for not
highlights, according to Target. The perfect huggable toy for your little ones. I love giving you hugs and kisses. Repeats whatever you say in a funny manner.
Huh.
Soft to the touch, giving a cuddly feel. Includes batteries.
All right.
Dimensions 18.25 inches tall.
Okay, so I guess it's a little bit taller than a finger puppet then.
Yes.
Yeah, they are going to apparently... Yes, they're
going to
give you kisses and hugs, and you can wrap them around things.
That's nice. That's lovely, Jackie. Shame on you for going there. You dirty,
I what do you think the over-under is on number of days until one of these turns up in a Pornhub video? Come on.
I don't know, but apparently we turned up in a Pornhub video earlier this week as somebody uploaded the Free Talk Live Freer Talk Live after show that we did for the very first time on Tuesday night. One of our listeners downloaded it. They leached it from Twitch. There's a cool program called Twitch Leecher that makes that easy. And then uploaded that file to Pornhub. So apparently we're now on Pornhub. I get to claim that now.
Yes, you're a Pornhub star.
I don't know if I'm a star, but we're on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I just pulled up this LOL surprise thing from Walmart, and I'm reading through there about...
You're not sure what it is.
We'll see
if we can figure it out.
Positive.
This is one of the more popular toys, one of the more popular purchases...
Allegedly.
...this weekend, according to whatever story that
Adobe.
Was. TechCrunch? Adobe. More coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to join us to talk Black Friday or whatever is on your mind, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play, Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech, laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
Trade Pro.
grows. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking all things Black Friday. Of course, there's always the spectacle of people getting crazy and violent potentially with each other, including apparently a couple of shootings today, which is pretty unprecedented because it looks like at least one of them may have had something to do with a store conflict. But again, we don't have a whole lot of detail. Sometimes people get into fights because they don't like each other. Maybe they see somebody that right. They don't like, you know, or in one case, somebody tried to rob another person years ago in a parking lot. So it's the first year that I've actually heard about where there might have been gun violence in response to a potential in-store conflict. And so we don't know a whole lot about that situation. We're also just kind of talking about the numbers, which are up in both categories. Now, one thing that I've always wondered and has never really been clear, and I bet they don't do this, but I'd be curious to see Christmas numbers, where they've been adjusted for inflation. Because, you know, if you don't think about inflation, then of course the numbers are going to keep going up over, you know, year after year. It's going to look like holiday spending is increasing year after year. But if you factor in inflation, maybe it turns out actually that holiday spending hasn't been, increasing when you factor that in. Because again, for those that, you know, may not be familiar, inflation is the increase in the money supply. And when that happens, it means that a larger amount of bills is chasing around the same amount of goods. And so therefore prices tend to go up.
It's an increase in the money supply relative to the amount of actual resources in the economy. Because keep in mind, the amount of goods and services available in the economy is also going up.
They change, yes, that's true. But if you're increasing the money supply, you are going to see prices tend to go up because that's just how it goes. With places like hyperinflation, like in Venezuela, it goes up dramatically and quickly. Over time, though, in a place like the United States, it will also go up. And all you have to do to see that in action is to look at your grocery cart and look at what, you know, $20 will buy you today versus 10 years ago versus 20 years ago.
But you do need the money to supply to go up at least in proportion to the speed at which the economy is going up, because if you get into deflation, that actually ends up causing more economic harm than moderate rates of inflation, because everybody hangs on to their money waiting for prices to go down. And then without people spending, the economy just starts slowing down and grinding to a halt. That was one of the things that happened in the Great Depression, is there just, you know, people were hanging on to their money, prices were dropping, or there just wasn't enough money going around to facilitate transactions.
Well, the problem is centrally controlled money supplies, because when you have bureaucrats and bankers and, you know, presidential appointees, politicians essentially controlling one of the most important things, which is the supply of money, then they're going to manipulate it in the favor of themselves and the, you know, the most connected people. So, you know, if deflation were to happen on some sort of a natural basis, I don't know exactly how that would work. I wouldn't necessarily think it's as bad of a thing as inflation. But either way, anything that's unnaturally manipulated by a central control is problematic.
Yeah, but, you know, deflation can definitely cause problems. Japan went through like a decade-long recession because of deflationary pressures that were keeping people from spending money. So it's not, it's hard to get it right, and it's not really clear whether, you know,
well, central control will never get it right.
Yeah, but it's not really clear whether, like, random control gets it right either, because money is
the market is most likely to get something right. Now, the market's not a perfect thing, but it's the most likely to be accurate to what people actually are doing.
Yeah, we're not talking about so much markets, because we're talking about sort of the lubricant that makes markets go. Money
sort
of
a thing. The market should provide money.
Yeah, it's part of,
but it doesn't.
And also separate from the market. So
well,
that's the thing.
Government money is separate from the market, but what I'm talking about is a world in which the government would not provide money anymore, and the market would provide the money, which would mean there would be competing forms of money, which is what we're starting to see happen in the world of cryptocurrency, for instance, where you have finally a form of money that does not require anybody's permission to use.
So speaking of the world of cryptocurrency, in the last few weeks, if you were to put the price of beer into the terms of Bitcoin Cash, what's the inflation rate been?
That's not even a question that makes sense, because the inflation with Bitcoin isn't like the inflation with government money. So with government money, the government bureaucrats or politicians can just wave their political magic wand and print out more money whenever it is they need more of it, and they can make it as arbitrarily as they want to.
Yeah, but
with
if you
Bitcoin,
want to talk,
let me explain how inflation works with cryptocurrency. Most of them, you know, again, they're not all the same. There's thousands of them. So let's just talk about Bitcoin, sort of the oldest, the longest running crypto out there. With Bitcoin, there's a set rate at which new Bitcoins are mined into existence. And this is a rate that was, you know, decided back when Bitcoin came out, when it was originally programmed. Of course, it's an open source program released back in 2009 by Satoshi Nakamoto, and nobody knows who that is. But we do know what the rules of the program are. And so unlike a political inflation, which is completely arbitrary and at the whim of politicians, this one is set, and it has been set. And so it's predictable, so you know exactly what it's going to be. Every 10 minutes, there are, I believe, 12 and a half, roughly. About 12 and a half bitcoins are released into the world that had not existed previously. And so that's called, it's
currently 12 and a half. Right. It started out as 50.
And then it went to 25.
Yes.
And then it went to 12 and a half. So there's a certain time frame at which it will then half again. So it'll go from 12 and a half to 6.25 and then 3 point whatever that is. And so it just keeps cutting in half over, it takes a few years to get from one to the next.
Yes.
And so presumably the Bitcoin will be worth more by the time it halves. And so people will still have the incentive to continue mining for it. So with that understanding of how Bitcoin has inflation, can you ask your question again?
Yeah, you're just talking about the problem with prices going up relative to what you're spending. So, for example, a few weeks ago, I had, you know, the amount of Bitcoin Cash I had could have probably bought 5 or 6 beers.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it wouldn't even buy me 2.
Yeah.
So Bitcoin, if you look at the price of the
other
beer,
cryptos have dropped.
And I have the same amount of Bitcoin Cash as I did a few weeks ago.
That's correct. The
so
value has changed.
So if you were to put the price of beer into Bitcoin Cash prices, it would appear as if Bitcoin Cash was suffering from inflation because there would have been a massive price increase.
So it may appear that way, but that's not actually what has happened at all. What has happened is the commodity of Bitcoin Cash has changed in its value. So the marketplace is valuing Bitcoin Cash at a different value
today.
So you're
agreeing with me that cryptocurrency is a commodity and is not actually functionally money.
Well, it is functionally money. It allows you to buy things. It's a currency. It allows it allows people to interact with one another and transfer value over large distances or short distances in a very short period of time without asking anyone's permission, and it does it effectively, and it does it cheaply. It does it even cheaper than the old money systems that we have. So while it doesn't have the aspect of money of holding a relatively stable value, it does have all of the other aspects.
Yeah, and
of
it's
money.
Not, and one of the aspects of money is that it needs to be used as a unit of account, and one reason that we're not using it as a unit account is if people were listing prices of things like a beer at the Thirsty Owl in its Bitcoin Cash price,
that's right,
they'd have to go out and change the price sticker on
that's
it
correct.
Several times a day because it's so volatile.
Yeah, so you would need to have digital pricing if you were going to do that, where they actually have digital price tags that can update in real time.
And those
time.
Do exist.
And those do exist. But yeah, that's expensive, and it's out of the range of your typical retailers. So I don't think you're going to see prices denominated in Bitcoin Cash or any other cryptocurrency. In any...
Just like in the U.S., you don't see prices generally denominated in Canadian dollars or euro,
but
those things are still...
If you look at books, now maybe they don't do this as much anymore, but books for the longest
time
have had U.S.
dollars,
Canadian dollars.
You're not
dollars.
Going to. So, you know, like you go pick up a T-shirt at, you know,
it's not
Target.
A standard.
They're not going to say, here's the Canadian price, here's the euro price.
It's not a standard, so of course that's not going to happen yet, and it hasn't developed any kind of price consistency either, so nobody would feel comfortable doing that. I mean, what we're talking about here basically is the nascent, just-birthed new concept of money that has only really been with us for a decade here. And on the scale of all money, you know, all the different forms of money that we've seen over generations, Bitcoin has only been around for 10 years. That's nothing compared to checks or cash or gold or silver.
Yeah,
it's
not very good at being money yet. It's better at being money here in Keene than anywhere else because y'all have gone around and gotten a bunch of places to accept it.
Well, what makes you, I mean, is it just the fact that the value changes? What makes you say it's not very good at being money?
Well, no, I mean, money basically has to settle three things to actually be money functionally in an economy. It has to be a store of value, which it is. It goes up a lot. It's not a very stable store of value, but it is. It has to be a medium of exchange.
It's that.
It is to a limited extent, but a much more extent.
It's not limited. Yeah. Go online. There's people exchanging Bitcoin all the time.
But I can't go to Aldi and buy things.
Not yet. Well, that's because it's
you can't go to Aldi and use your Canadian dollars either.
That just because somebody doesn't accept a form of money doesn't make it not money.
Yeah.
If I walk into Aldi with my Mexican pesos, they're not going to accept that either. But if I go down to Mexico, then they will accept it. So that doesn't mean it's not money just because it's here in the United States where it's not widely accepted. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, hour number two, next.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.